What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 10th of June. It's a dreary Wednesday. It's a really dreary Wednesday. And that's not easy to say. Really dreary Wednesday. Say it five times fast. I bet you can't. That's a tongue twister from me to you. But it has. It's been raining all day. I know, because I've been out in it. And I got soaking wet. And everything in my pockets got soaking wet. And doesn't resemble what it was when I put it in my pockets. Good job the money did. The money got soaked, but it's the new, what's it called? It's kind of waterproof, isn't it, the new money? It's shit for any other reason. When you're trying to hand people, when you've got like a load of £10 notes in one hand and you're trying to pay somebody or hand it over to somebody, they stick together, so you end up giving them £20 instead of £10 a lot of times. And like, you know, it's and it easily fucking falls out your hands and, you know, gets blown away and stuff. It's shit for any other reason, but for when it's raining, and we are in England, it's like, it's got a purpose. But it's like the Australian money. The Australian money is all waterproof, so that you can run into the sea with your board shorts. Now, that's like a fucking country with forward thinking, and like, you know, clever thinking, if anything. You can just walk, you know, you got all your money, walk down the street, think, oh, I want to go in the sea. And you just walk straight in, that's it. Well, you don't with your mobile phone or anything, but you do with all your money and everything else. So that's cool, but we don't usually hear. And the money, the amount of times I've had money get soaked in my pockets and it's fucking come out like mush. Or like when you put it in the washing machine and it just comes out and it doesn't resemble. You take like a load of mush into the shop and swear blind it's a £20 note. Come on, it was a £20 note. You know, you can see the silver line there around the mush donut that I've just handed you. But yeah, but people are doing it now because of the COVID thing. I've just read today that people, I mean, I've done the antibacteria in money when people are handing you money, because cash is the dirtiest fucking thing you can probably handle anyway. It's probably covered in every disease, you know, going. It's most notes have been, well, apart from the modern ones, they've been around for 20, 30 years, haven't they? Or more. So they've probably like had everything on them. It's probably building up your immune system, if anything. But I've antibacteria. When the fucking COVID thing first started, I was like, my people give you a note. So, you know, you're picking it up with like a clothes peg and then antibacteria in it and shit like that. But some people I read that are putting it in the washing machine, putting their money in the washing machine. That is something I wouldn't risk doing. The amount of fucking socks I've lost up the tube or wherever the fuck they go. When you put two in and they come out as one, where's the other one gone? Well, if you put a grand in your washing machine, because it ain't worth putting in a tenner, it costs you just fucking close to that to wash them probably. So you need to put like, you know, a couple of grand in there to wash it. And then I bet it comes out at £200 less or something. So, and then all the I don't know where the fucking water and everything goes after that. But your £10 note's going to surface, or your money's going to surface up somewhere else, floating in a river somewhere. And that'll be a fisherman's, that'll be the best catch of the day when fucking £200 of your money pops up. You can't catch a fish because they're all fucking dead from our poisonous waters. But £200 floating on the top, I'll scoop that up and go to the pub. Thank you very much. Anyway, what's the other thing they do in the water, in our waters? They go magnet fishing. And they put a magnet on the end of a fishing rod or on the end of something or on the end of a rope, and they dip it in the sea and fucking pull up whatever people, pull up old bikes and pull up shit that people have chucked in the sea. They found everything, mobile phones, bikes, fucking guns. That's what someone pulled up, a load of like machine guns and fucking handguns that people had chucked in there. They don't want that. That was meant to go in there for good, and not for you know, whatever. The police don't find it, they should be in there scouring that for that sort of shit. But they're pulling that stuff up, and that's like, they're linked to murders and stuff, ain't they? That's the reason they've been chucked in there. They're not there to be found, and you're pulling them out. So if you do, you want to keep stum, or at least hand them in anonymously, and not like, you know, go, well, it's me, I found the gun. And next thing you know, you'll have the fucking gunman around your house with his new gun popping you off so you don't grass him up. What's it called? Anyway, the shops are open. Shops are going to be, well, they're not. They're going to be open on Monday, though. So everyone's fucking gearing up. So when you've washed all your money and you've fucking got it nice and clean, you can go to the shops on Monday and spend it all wasted all on fucking going there, like everyone's going to be like hypnotized by, I bet the shops have got it like nailed on. They're going to have it all like sales and everything. They're going to have all the bargains. You're going to go in and just going to walk in hypnotized by all the bargains, and you're going to come out and wonder what the fuck happened. You've got no money, but you've got bags and bags of shit. I'll be doing my usual, go around, look for something that I like, and then go and buy it online for half the price. That's a savvy buyer. Apart from in Poundland, obviously. You can't, that's, I'm not that fucking tight that I wouldn't like, I'd go into Poundland and then not buy anything. But yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be almost back to normal. Pubs ain't going to be open till July the 4th, so any clothes that you got to wear, you're going to have to wear them just around the house. You'd be bored of them by the time the pubs open. So I'd wait until July the 4th, the pubs are back. Well, the pub gardens anyway, so socialising is going to be back on the agenda. I'm not going to have to just deal with me and my other personality and my ghost. I'm a bit bored of us three now. I need to get out and about. Get out in the world. See what's what. The markets are open again. I think the markets are open anyway, so I can get down to markets to open Sunday. As of Saturday and Sunday, I think. Or last Saturday, but a lot of markets didn't bother opening. So the bargains are going to be back out and about. The bookies, going to the bookies. The bookies, when are they opening? Monday. So they're going to take your nicely clean, washed money as well, the bookies. They're going to put up sneeze screens in there. So and the bookies are fucking full of what's it called? They're full of germs anyway, aren't they? I mean, fucking people sitting there all day long, picking their nose, putting the pens up the fucking nose, you know, drinking from the pub. Then they go in there and they spend all day in there. What's it called? It's almost like a second home in there for some people. They just go in there when it opens and they don't leave there till it shuts, putting like 20 pence on the horse and 50 pence on the horse. They win some, they lose some, come out no better off. So, yeah, but they're going to be putting up sneeze screens in there so that you can sit at the counter, sit at the terminals and put all your hard-earned cash in there. So, be careful out there. I've seen somebody do that. I went in there to have a cup of tea with somebody. And while I was there, he must have put in 150 quid in about 10... I was in there 10 minutes, he put 150 quid in. And then walked with me as we left round to the cash point to get some more money. Fucking horrible that stuff is. It's addictive. It's better time... You can have a much better buzz off that money if it had been fucking... You might as well just fucking smoke crack. They call them crack machines, don't they? You might as well fuck it. At least you get a buzz out of it. You probably end up in the same place by the end of it anyway. So you might as well fucking, I don't know. Anything that takes all your money off you is not good. Whether it's crack, whether it's betting, whether it's your ex-wife, whether it's, what's it called? The tax man. None of them are any good. Anything that's after all your money, that wants all your money, it's not good. No, but, you know, you got to pick the one out, the one of them that gives you the best feeling, I suppose. And your ex-wife surely isn't going to be that. That leaves you with drugs. Drinks, all right, I suppose. I don't know, not drink, but casinos. If you're gambling in the casino, at least you're getting the fucking glitz and the glamour. But not at a terminal in a fucking shitty Buc-ee's in the middle of, like, Birmingham town centre, where all the fucking spice addicts are all outside, fucking leaning up the window and coming in, putting their... you know, shit bets on, just so they can fucking use the toilet for an hour to fucking smoke their stuff. Yeah, so, I don't know. Anyway, it's all going to be open again anyway, so do as you please. But Yorkshire, as speaking of tea, anyway, Yorkshire tea, the far right people are running out of people to call, or what's it called? They're running out of... things to latch onto. They're trying to ditch tea bags now because the tea bags have one particular far right blogger came out and said, "I'm glad that Yorkshire Tea haven't supported the Black Lives Matter movement And as soon as they said that, Yorkshire Tea came back and said, well, I'm afraid you better not drink Yorkshire Tea anymore then, because we do support Black Lives Matter. So, and then next thing you know, PG Tips have done the same. And all of a sudden, all these tea bags are coming out and like saying that we're anti-racist. We don't want to support Black Lives Matter. We support Black Lives Matter. Get it out, Wayne. And all these far right kind of whoever's are running out of tea bags to support. So soon enough, they won't be able to support tea. They won't be able to drink tea if they want to stick with their ideology and only go with brands that are, you know, not supporting or not against racism, should I say. You'll have to buy some fucking tea bags from the fucking... from 200 years ago when slaves probably picked the tea leaves or whatever, or picked the particular brand that might still do that today. That's all you got left. But everybody else, obviously, I've got some fucking sense, because if you're not against racism, what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, it's like, to support racism is to what? For what reason? For what? There's no good reason to support racism. It doesn't benefit anything. It doesn't like give you anything other than like hatred. So you know, and also you're missing out on fucking, because if you're racist, how can you go and have Indian food? How can you go and have like Chinese food? How can you go and have Caribbean food? How can you go and like smoke weed, all that kind of stuff? Well, you can smoke weed, I suppose, but you know, listen to reggae, listen to soul, listen to funk, and then call yourself a racist or them or whatever. So you miss out on so much by cutting off your nose to spite your face, basically. So you do that and be a little small-minded in your little corner, your little gang of little fucking racist mouthpieces, like a little, what's it called, a quartet, or them ones like the, when they're singing around the fucking fire, around the bin, out in the cold. And they're all like singing, bum, 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 yeah. But it's all like racist fucking voices trying to out-note each other. And it's the shittiest song of the lot. So anyway, you see what side I'm on. I'm on the side of Yorkshire Tea and PG Tips. And Thai food tea, because Thai food tea was made in Birmingham. So Thai food tea, Brummy tea, that's the big one. That's the favourite. So if you're not a racist, get yourself some Thai food tea and drink it. On behalf of me, a fellow Brummie, or not a fellow Brummie, but a person from Birmingham, where Thai food tea was made. Right, I'm moving on from that. Let's move on to something a little less, antagonistic to anybody out there who might not agree with me. A stroppy sales rep was fired after two of his bosses discovered that he referred to them as twit and twat. So, that's a shame. Did he get the? Has he got any arguments? He said he didn't trust his managers when he discovered they had visited one of his customers. He sent a text mocking the two men, but then they sacked him. So is he like at a tribunal? He took him to a tribunal, I think. They sacked him for gross misconduct. He called it a bit of banter. That's hard, that is, because if it depends on what age he is. If they're, because when you're young and you've got a boss, there's a divide in the age, isn't there? Especially when you're straight out of school and you're straight into like a job. You kind of look up because they're older and therefore you've got like that boss thing. But as you get older, sometimes your boss is younger than you. So sometimes you think, oh, you little twat. Or like, and you become friends with them to some degree. So you might call him a twat or a fucking arsehole. Oh, fuck off, your arsehole. And then he can sack you for gross misconduct if he's like touchy and he's like, you know, he's hurt by your, by what you've said. So then he can sack you. And that's no good, is it? So, you know, you've still got to be careful what you say to these like smarmy little fucking, you know, ladder climbers who... I mean, most people are all right, but you do get some people who've just got fucking the power hungry and they want to be the boss. I'm the boss. That's all I want to be. I want to have people below me in standards and in stature. I don't want to lord it over them. But so, you know, everybody else, most people are calling you a twit and a twat and a arsehole and a fucking, you know, idiot behind your back. But every now and then somebody will say it to your face, and it always ends up with them getting the sack. So make sure that you've cleared out, or you've took a load of like perks of the job before you potentially get the sack. You know, Nicolo's stuff out the stationery cupboard a few weeks before. If you're a salesman, make sure you download all your fucking customers, and then when you move on to another company, you can give them the big two fingers when you take all the customers. Anyway, a guy has changed his name to Fire Exit so that he can see his name up in lights. That's the fucking shittiest thing I've heard in a long time, that is. He's changed his name to Fire Exit, and he's made it into the paper, so at the very least, he's made his name, he's put his name in the paper for everybody else to laugh, or to, for me, at the very least, to laugh at you, because I think it's ridiculous. He said he wanted to see his name up in lights. If anything, you should change your name to fucking Las Vegas, or, you know, the Bellagio Hotel, or something a little bit worthwhile, or something like, you know, a massive big fucking, what else is up in lights? Brighton Pier. Fuck knows what else. Something like a bit more glamorous than Fire Exit. So I don't know how long he's... Yeah, I mean, she's paid to do that as well, surely. I mean, she paid £17. I didn't know it was that cheap. Change your name, 17 quid. I could go and change my name to something. Maybe I have to think of a decent pseudonym. I could change it, because they always switch back eventually. Joe Lycett changed his name to Hugo Boss, didn't he? I'm sure he's changed it back by now, but it's that easy. Fucking everybody been doing it. And he's a comedian, apparently. Well, that's the fucking... Don't give up the day job, because that's the shittiest joke I've heard in a long time. Fire Exit. Mr. Fire Exit. Missed the Fire Exit. So, I've just made the joke even shitter. Right, let's move on to something that's fucking... I'm going to... this is like the... These are arseholes of the fucking highest order again. Trophy hunters. I didn't even know that. Surely, I always thought it would be illegal to shoot. Any animal should be illegal to shoot, but I definitely thought it was illegal to shoot polar bears. And there's apparently British trophy hunters who are paying 800 quid to go to, wherever they are, Canada, and fucking shooting polar bears for sport or for trophy hunting. And it's fucking... Apparently, 1,000 polar bears get shot every year. So I always thought that fucking polar bears are like on the verge of extinction. And apparently, they want to... The irony is these people want to go... Trophy hunters want to go and shoot a polar bear before they die out. So, you know, that's fucking... So if anybody's got a gun and a permit and you're out there and it's not illegal, or it's not legal, or you can accidentally shoot somebody and claim you're snowblind... And you were trying to, or maybe it's legal to protect the polar bears, then you should fucking go and trophy hunt trophy hunters. And why not? Because if you're out there, bury them in the fucking under the ice. Dump, make one of those big Eskimo fucking holes in the ground where they go for the fish. Shoot them and drop them in there, and then they'll freeze and fucking sink to the bottom the way that them guns did in before the, what's it called? The metal. Magnet fishers got hold of them, and these cunts will drive to the bottom, and you'll never see them again, and you won't get caught, you won't get fucking, if any of it, you'll be given a round of applause by anybody that's got any kind of sense. And yeah, £800 they're paying, that's next to no money. So obviously polar bears are going to fucking disappear, unless somebody does something about it. Let's have a Rambo, wildlife Rambo, who goes and fucking... You know, it doesn't fit into normal society, and he just goes and lives where the polar bears are. You can have a Rambo there, or maybe you can just send him to different places. And like when they're going on their big trophy hunts, he goes and just fucking blasts them all, takes them all out. You know, he can get all adventurous with it. He can do it with the knives, a few knife kills. Do them ones in First Blood, where he sets up the traps and they fucking stab him in both the legs. You know, all the booby traps he sets up. Do all that. Have some fun with it. I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody should feel fucking guilty about killing people like that. It's almost like you would feel like totally like the way that they feel about killing the animals, totally justified, no problem at all. And then come back, bring their head. I saw a fucking horrible picture the other day in Vietnam. It was like, I think, I don't know which side it was, but it was like, of the Viet Cong or the ones who were on the American side, but they were carrying a stick on their shoulder They'd obviously killed a load of the opposition, and they'd like all their heads were hanging off string on the on this stick that they were carrying. They'd like carried their heads on the trophy stick. So it was a pretty grim photo, but I can see that obviously there's a lot of anger that they would have had to make them do that. And I can imagine a load of trophy hunters' heads swinging on one of those sticks as somebody brings it back, you know, comes back with their kill and celebrates it with... anyway, you get my point. So let's leave it there. There's a picture here of the fucking one of the arseholes. Well, there's three pictures with three fucking arseholes. So I'm seeing three dead polar bears right here. It's fucking horrible. Anyway... let's move on to 1,000 cups, fat cups. Well, I haven't even got through half of this fucking shit. I've got loads to talk about here. I might have to bring some over onto tomorrow. This is one of the last ones then for the day. The polar bear fuckers have got me. I've spoke about them too long, but at the same time, any names? Let's see if we've got any names. Anyway, it's the Canada Outfitting. A firm called Canada North Outfitting. Oh no, that's not them. That's it's not them. Worldwide Trophy Adventures. Worldwide Trophy Adventures. If you're a troll, that's a good place to be a fucking troll. Get in touch with them. Fuck them. Fuck them around. Delete their website. Or hackers, hack their website. Delete it from existence. Last one. Thousands of cups are an English force. Thousands of cups in an English force are obese or overweight, a senior officer has revealed. Should I tell you which one? Because then obviously you're going to get away with it in that county a lot easier, because when they try and chase you, they can't catch you. What's it called? Hudson of Hampshire Constabulary. Almost 70% of the force are fat. Come on, you're going to have to fucking get it. I thought you've got to have like training programs and all that, surely. They can fucking waddle along. Good job they haven't got the bobbies on the beat like they used to. They would never fucking... everyone would just, like, go up to them and take the piss out of them and then, like, run off, and they would never get caught. I saw, like, there was a policeman the other day. He was, like, obviously chasing somebody, but... there's a fly. He was chasing somebody, and he must have jumped over a fence and got his back of his shirt or back of his tunic or whatever caught on one of the spikes. And then he was stuck there, hanging. And then loads of people was all taking photos of him and videoing him and that. It was like a comedy caper out of fucking police academy. You know, because nobody helped him getting down. They were just videoing him and taking photos of him and that. And he was like, he was laughing about it, but he was just stuck hanging on his back. So that would happen with these fat cops. They wouldn't be able to catch you. So if anybody wants to do any petty crime... any, I don't know, graffiti, shoplifting, whatever the fuck is your petty favour, then Hudson of Hampshire is the place to probably get away with it without being caught. But then, you know, you're going to have the ones in the cars are going to come and catch you. It's just the fat ones at the desk who are munching, who are passing it out to the... Maybe it's just the ones who are sat in their desks. They were passing it out. The fat blue line, they're being called. So I think somebody needs to fucking get them back in the gym. Get them back in ship shape. You used to have to just be a certain size. Once upon a time, you had to be 6 foot, five, or 6 foot, over 6 foot. A certain like body count or body weight or whatever. But now anybody can be a policeman, isn't it? Well, not anybody. Anybody that wants to be. And, you know, it's a good job. Be good money. But, you know, you're in a small group. You're in like, what's it called? You're in the policeman's club. You're in the policeman's, what's it called? The policeman's ball and all that kind of stuff. Everybody you know is a policeman. So, I don't know. Got to get a bit tedious after a bit. But anyway, you're all getting fat. So you need to sort of start body shaming each other so that you can start taking some names out there on the streets. Right, I've talked myself into a cul-de-sac on that one, but I'm still leaving it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.